Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the New York Giants, Thornton Lee. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Gene Mock. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Pafko fields it and throws to 1st for the out. 1 out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins misplays the ball. That's an error on Skins. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Skins catches it and throws to first to double up Lockman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is hit by the pitch. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skins moves to second. 1 out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Mize reaches second base with a double. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. 1 out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Skins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skeffing moves to second. Two outs. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeffing scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skins hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-1 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-1 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Jeffcoat goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko scores. Nicholson moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-1 in the game. Mock hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson scores. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skins hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Waitkus. The throw from Westrum and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Meyer drops the ball. Newsom moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields it and throws to second for the out. Newsom moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Mize reaches second base with a double. Newsom scores. Thompson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-2 in the game. Mock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Mock reaches third base with a triple. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skins hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Waitkus moves to second. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Waitkus scores. Pafko moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafko scores. Nicholson moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson moves to third. Lowry moves to second. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Skeffing strikes out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mock is walked intentionally. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko juggles the ball. That's an error on Pafko. Marshall moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skins hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Les Layton pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Les Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Lark pinch runs for Les Layton. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-4 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.